In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. Whose hope is in the Lord his God,
the maker of heaven and earth,
the sea and everything in them. The Lord, who remains faithful forever, the Spirit of the sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve, to Zion, in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the alien
and sustains the fatherless and the widow.
But he frustrates the way of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord.
Anticipation invitation. Now Christmas time has come again. We join tonight this annual rite. The shepherd said, "Let us now go to Bethlehem to worship him." The pilgrimage we join anew. The manger place is home to grace. And let us see the baby born, a little boy, his mother's joy. Let us remember who he is, this little child, so small, so mild. With Mary, ponder in our hearts what he would do for me and you. We pause, reflect, give thanks, and pray for sacrifice, redemption's price. We come to sing and join the praise. This little lad makes hearts so glad. This night we come to spend some time in company in jubilee.
Thank you. child is this? What child is this we come to see? This child adored on bended knee. Who is this child of Jubilee? This child who comes to set us free. This child is Jesus, God's own son. He is Lord, God's chosen one. He is our Savior, freedom won. In his own life, our life begun. The angels sang his praise on high. The Son of God was born to die.
On Easter morn from death he'll rise. He is Father's love surprise. He is God's promise coming true. He is the hope for me and you. He is Messiah, comfort too. As our Redeemer, love renews. We come to worship Christ the King, for he is Lord of everything. We come, his promise savoring. We come to praise, we come to sing.
Question. Freedom? Jesus, our Savior from sin, sets us free. But what is this freedom? Yes, what can it be? For freedom God made us, from bondage set free. But freedom from what, and what freely to be? A great celebration about being free. What is this great freedom, this evil jubilee?
The answer. Freedom is, we free to be people of God who believe that God gives a gift that believers receive. It's freedom from death, from the devil, from sin, and freedom with Jesus as King and as friend. We're free to face problems and deal with life's strife. We're free to confront all the stressors of life. We know freedom in sorrow and freedom in tears. We are free to live freely despite threats and fears. We're free from our questions and free from our doubt, for trust, hope, and truth are what freedom's about. Free to be Christian and free to confess, free to say Jesus, to know we are blessed.
Freed and courageous, and freed to be strong, freed to sing praises in freedom's brave song. Freedom is knowledge of God's gracious plan to save from their sin every woman and man. We're freed to shout glory to God up above. We're freed to speak truth. We're freed to show love. We're freed and forgiven again and again. We're freed from ourselves. We serve God and man.
Christmas Gospel. In the sixth month of the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, O fair one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High."
"And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Luke 1, verse 26 through 33.
"In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth into Galilee, to Judah, to Bethlehem, to the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child."
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in his cloths and placed him in a manger because there was not room for them in the inn.
"And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.'"
Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." Luke 2, verse 1 through 15.
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Luke 2, verse 16 through 20.
Thank you.
Very nicely done. Thank you for your work. You guys are awesome. Let us bow our heads to pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, what a blessing it is to know that the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ shines brightly in the darkness of this world and of our own sin. We thank you, Lord, for the joyous celebration that we get to enjoy this time of year in jubilation, in jubilee, as our children have demonstrated here this morning. We pray, Lord, that you would indeed bless our celebrations of Christ's birth here into this world for us and for our salvation. Keep us mindful that indeed our Lord Jesus grew up to be like one of us, to live perfectly on our behalf, and to go to the cross to pay the price for all of our sin. Keep all safe in their travels throughout this holiday season and allow us a blessed time with family and friends as we enjoy the gifts of life and salvation that come to us freely in Jesus. All these things we pray in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.